The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus departed from there and came to his native place, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What kind of wisdom has been given him? What mighty deeds are wrought by his hands? Is he not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his native place and among his own kin and in his own house." So he was not able to perform any mighty deed there, apart from curing a few sick people by laying his hands on them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to the Lord Jesus Christ.
I am Father Prabhu Lakra. You cannot say my name, but it is okay. The last name is Lakra. L-A-K-R-A, so that is easier to pronounce, so you can think that way, the Lakra. I'm privileged to be the part of this parish, Good Shepherd, and yes, this is my second Mass over here, the weekend Mass I did, and this is my second Mass over here, and thank you for being with me, allowing me to celebrate the Eucharist with you all. And today is the Independence Day, so I take this opportunity to say to you all, wish you all Happy Independence Day, 4th of July. Yes. God bless America, and God bless all those people who trust in God, and who is the Creator, of the whole universe. Allow this nation and the leaders upon who build the nation, believing in the Lord our Savior, believing in Him, trusting in Him. So in our bill it is always written, we trust in God. So the dollar bill always, we trust in God. And yes, those founders of the nations believed in God. And that is what we celebrate today, protecting the soldiers who were able to sacrifice their lives, and the soldiers who are still serving, protecting the whole country, all over the world there are. We remember and give them a special honor. All those who are veterans also, we admire and appreciate them for their ministry they did in this kingdom of God in a bigger way. How many of you are here already, veterans? I see there's some dresses. Yes, let us give them big hands. Yeah? Thank you. Thank you very much. The truth today we hear in the first reading, the prophet Ezekiel is being called for the mission. In the first reading we hear about prophet Ezekiel, God is calling him and asking him, go and remind your people, those who are in Jerusalem, that they will be honest and faithful to me. Go and tell them, though they will not listen to you, they will not like you, don't be afraid. Go, tell them. Tell the truth and let them know that I am their God. And let them worship me. And that is the demand of God. And the people of Jerusalem, since they were not able to follow him, they were in exile. They were being punished. Go to Babylon as in exile in a pagan country. And Prophet Ezekiel is reminding them, you must have done something wrong, and that should not be. Go. Your nation is taken away, and you are in exile now. And Prophet Ezekiel is being given that mission. Beautifully, in the first reading, we hear that Prophet Ezekiel was not very much welcomed. As the Lord spoke to me, the Spirit entered into me and set me on my feet. The Jewish people, still today, they will be, when they are praying, they will face the wall, stand erect, and yes, they will face, and they are always alert to pray to God. You must have seen doing this. Some of you must have seen the Jewish people have a special that they are always alert and they are standing on the feet. And that is the first reading is telling us, Prophet Ezekiel. And it says, I am sending you to Israelites, rebels who have rebelled against me. So they are rebels. They have rebelled against me. They and their ancestors have revolted against me to this very day. Go and tell them. Hard of face and obstinate of heart. But you shall say to them, thus says the Lord, and whether they heed or resist, for they are a rebellious house, they shall know that the prophet has been among them. So that is the truth. Whether you accept the prophet or not accept the prophet, there is the prophet. Whether you accept him or do not accept him, he is there. And that is the message for all of us. The prophet is among us. Some of us are already prophets. Don't you think? Yes. You speak the truth. You live the truth. You prophesy the truth. Proclaim the truth. You are the prophet. Don't you think? Yes. By our own baptism, by our own confirmation, by all the sacraments which we celebrate, we are called to speak the truth. The truth is our Lord Savior, who is our Creator, whom we honor, whom we glorify. That is the truth. We have the love, we have the reverence, we have the respect. And that is the truth. So how wonderful we are to honor and glorify our God. How wonderful we are that we follow His commandments, we obey Him, and you are doing so by practicing your faith, by living the life of God, and God is inviting each and every time that we will be honest and faithful to our Lord. How wonderful is the gift of faith. We should be proud. We should be always praising and thanking the Lord and always admiring in our lives that He has given us the blessings. He has showered upon us His blessings of the Holy Spirit. And He continues to shower each and every time as we are preparing ourselves, as we prepare ourselves or empty ourselves, that the His Spirit will come upon us. In the second reading, we hear about St. Paul. St. Paul was a very strong man, full of knowledge and wisdom, but he was against God. He was persecuting the Christians, those who were believing in Christ. He was persecuting the Jewish people. He was going to kill them. But God knocks their door, knocks him down on the way to Damascus. And he says, "Why are you persecuting me?" And he realizes, and there is a U-turn from him. And he is now, he knows how weak he is in his weaknesses. He knows that how there is a thorn on his flesh. But he boasts about that. He says, in my weaknesses, I am strong. If God has chosen me, I will go and proclaim the good news to the Gentiles. And that is what he does. And that's why Paul is very famous for us. That we read the 13 readings from his letters in the Gospel, in Bible, that he has written. He was a scholarly man, but he was living his faith strongly and always believing in the grace of God. Grace of God. He was not believing on his wisdom. The grace of God is more powerful for him. And that is the message. So whether we are weak or whether we are strong, but always we are looking for the grace of God, looking from heaven, that the grace of God will come upon us. And that is our heart when we prepare ourselves. In the Gospel we hear, a Jesus, who is the truth, was not accepted among its people. His own very people, they did not accept him. They were saying, is he not the son of carpenter? Is he not the son of Joseph and Mary? We know him. Who is he? I know him. So, yes, he was not respected. He was not known. He was a prophet, but they were not able to recognize that he is a prophet. Because truth penetrates. Truth challenges. Truth is always penetrating our hearts, deep in our hearts. This is right. This is wrong. This is right. This is wrong. That is the truth. And Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the light. He is the truth. So they did not accept him. In our times also, we all of us are being challenged for our faith. We all of us are questioned with our own faith. The way we are walking, the way we are practicing, sometimes you will be laughed at. The secular culture will laugh at you, mock at you, and you will feel challenged. Sometimes you will feel frustrated, and sometimes you may feel giving up. But be proud, be grateful. When somebody is taunting, somebody is questioning, somebody is challenging, that is the time you are the real prophets. We all of us are the real prophets. During that time when the present philosophy or ideology of the modern world will question, the culture will question. Yes, feel gratefulness. Feel proud about that you are a Catholic. Feel about that yes, I should be questioned, but I will be prophet. I will be brave. I will walk the path of righteousness. I will walk in the holiness, no matter what happens to me in my life. And that is our faith. That is our truth. That's why I said we all of us are prophets. It is our mission now. Jesus' mission is our mission, that we go and evangelize, as John Paul II says. Saint John Paul II and Pope Paul VI and even Pope Francis. We have our own task and mission to evangelize the whole world. Do we want to be part of God? Do we want to live our faith? Do we want to be prophets? Let us ask the blessings of God. His grace would be enough for us to live his faith joyfully, bravely, and with confidence and trust in God. Let us be grateful to God that he loves us. Continue to honor and glorify him. And consider, yes, he has created me like a prophet. That we will go and evangelize the whole world. Make this world a wonderful place to live. The people of God will honor and glorify all the time. God is good all the time. We will continue to honor and praise him. May God bless each and every one of you as you gather here on this day of the holy celebration of the Eucharist and also 4th of July, Independence Day. May God bless you. Amen.